Yeah, well, now these dreams sometimes seem awful real to me.
Oh, don't they?
They sure do.
If you went to a dance and there was a young lady that you particularly liked there, and the dance was about over, what might you ask her that you could do after the dance?
See her home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that's still common.
Yeah, it is. We used to, and us boys was young, growing up and got about grown, you know, we'd get to the door of the church house or something or other, you know, and ask the girl to take her home. And if she'd say no, as some of the boys say, she sacked him.
Yeah, she sacked him.
Right? Yes, he got a good sacking. That's right.
Then if he asked her to marry her, it would be jilted, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
If she turned him down, that'd be say she jilted him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
If your car gets stuck and you get around behind it, you say you have to do what?
Push.
That's a miserable thing.
Yes, it is. It sure is.
And if you give somebody a heavy load and tell him that it's over there and you want it to be over here, what would you tell him?
Tell him I want it like move that over.
Uh-huh. Was tote ever used around
yes,
here?
Yes, tote that over there. Somewhere. Oh, yes.
What was it usually?
Well, it'd be a toting somewhere, like you and that fella toted that machine in the, mm-hmm. there a while ago, or this last night, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Toted that back there in the shed.
What would you normally say for that?
Well, it'd just say, you come and help me tote this in there, mm-hmm. or something to that effect.
I was wondering if you'd say tote or carry, or...
Well, either used to be more so tote than it is now, more now carry than it was way back years ago, you know.
Mm-hmm. If you saw a snake down there and a little boy was about to put his hand out of it, what would you holler to him?
Well, with that snake might bite you. What you just say here, jump over and try to stop him. You can bite him, you know, see, and you try to defend him, help him out all you could.
Mm-hmm. And if there was something over there and you wanted it, you wanted you chose me to do the job, what would you ask me to do?
Ask you to go over there and bring me that whatever object it would be, you know, uh-huh. bring it over to me, please. Uh-huh. Maybe I'd be so I couldn't go or something, uh-huh. or something. Would you please go over there and hand me that certain object over here to me, see?
Uh-huh. When you were a boy in the children's games, did they ever have any special word for a place where somebody was safe? Or if you scored 2 points, you'd say you scored a...
Well, if you're safe, you'd be playing baseball, you know. You get yeah. to the base where you're safe
uh-huh.
on that base, see.
You ever play a game with sticks, a tin can or a
yeah,
stone?
Yeah, that's what you call a shin game to some extent. Uh-huh. Knock them cans all around, yeah.
And if you knocked the can down at the other end of the field where your opponents were, you say you scored a what?
You scored a point.
Uh-huh.
And then if he could get it back to the other side before you could, well, he'd score the point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
You ever play this game with a little white ball in the club?
You're talking about tennis.
No, I'm thinking more of the one that you...
Oh, you're talking about croquet?
No, I'm thinking the one that you play at a... Oh, what do they call it? Course. And I have flags stuck up. You're supposed to hit the little ball in the hole.
Well, that's tennis.
I was thinking more of golf.
Golf. Now you're going.
Uh-huh.
That's what I now likes to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Playing golf. I never played that, and I never saw a game of it played. But I know what you're talking about.
It's fun, but golly, people sure go out their blood when they play it.
Eisenhower does lots of that.